you're just solid. Right? So we're supposed to be rooted and grounded. I mean, firmly attached in love that can't nothing pull us out of our love walk. How many know Satan bring a lot of things to pull you out of your love walk? I mean, he don't want you walking in love. That's why he'll let that hurt somewhere inside you, and he'll keep reminding you of the hurt. Somebody did you wrong. Have you singing that song? Somebody done me wrong song. Have you singing it, boy, humming it. But you got to be rooted and grounded in love. And once you forgive, I had a young lady, and she stopped me. She said, Pastor Greg, can I have a few minutes of your time? She lived out of town. She said, I got a real problem. I'm bitter. I've been hurt, and I can't let it go. Somebody did something to me. My husband told me I just need to let it go. Can you help me? I said, yes, ma'am. Let me show you how to forgive. Forgiveness is an act of the will. That's how the Lord led me to minister to her. Forgiveness is an act of the will. It's not a feeling. It's not an emotion. It's a declaration of you deciding to let it go and to ask God to bless that person. I said, every time the devil reminds you about what that person did to you, I say, pray for him. Amen. I say, he'll stop reminding you. I say, hurt him. Hit him. Hit him where it hurt. Hit him hard. I mean, go after him with a vengeance. So I learned that through an experience I had where someone took advantage of me and really didn't deal honestly with me and CeCe and beat us out of some money. And I was going to get him back through the court system. You know, I wasn't going to fight him. I'd probably kill him if I did that. I'd be in jail. I have a real jail ministry. I wasn't that bad. But I was mad at him. Oh, I was mad, and that seed was working. Oh, that seed was working. That seed was working big time. Working! And then the Lord started ministering to me. He said, I want you to let it go. Drop the lawsuit. Drop it. He said, I'll make it up to you. The money he took from you. I'll make it up to you. I said, okay. I said, CeCe, I think the Lord wants us to just, let's just let it go. And I said, we're going to do it. And we agreed. I said, let's pray. Let's release him of this debt he owes. Let's release him from this lawsuit we got on him. And let's just let it go. And we did. And when we prayed, I saw a black cloud come off me.
Praise the Lord.
That root was gone. That seed was gone. And I said, that was a burden. I was carrying it, and I didn't even know it. Because if you had asked me, you burdened about anything? I said, oh, no, I'm fine. Sometimes you got stuff on you, you don't even know that. But God knows that, and he'll give you an instruction to get rid of it.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
KKAYT 88.1 FM. 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Jesus.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blunt Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all.
From the place where we are to the place you'd have us to be, that you might receive all the glory and we the good. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And the people of God said, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Give the Lord a hand to praise as you're seated in his presence. Amen. Amen. Certainly, I am excited about our subject today because I think it is so important for us to understand the person and the power of the Holy Ghost and his present work in believers today. And I think there's a lot of confusion in the body of Christ about the ministry of the Holy Ghost and the operation of the Holy Ghost. And I want you to turn to St. John chapter 16, and I'm going to have my reader to read from verse 7 to verse 15. But as he's preparing and you're preparing to turn there, the reality is Jesus is giving an introduction of the coming of the Holy Ghost. And there are some things that we're going to learn in the passage. Now, the Holy Ghost has already come, and we know that. But he is introducing him. And I think the introduction is so important, because if we can begin at the beginning, chances are we'll understand it better by and by. Rita?
John chapter 16, verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on him. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you.
Amen. All right. Now, as you'll know, Jesus is preparing them for his departure, and there are so many things that he wants to share with them, so many deep spiritual revelations he wants to open up unto them. Time is short, the message is immense, and he wants to pour out more into them. However, he has discerned that they cannot handle it. It doesn't make sense to take an 8-ounce glass and pour a 16-ounce drink into it. And the very obvious reason is because it will overflow. It will not handle all of the 16 ounces. That's another reason why God does not give us more than we can handle, because then it's waste. And so we could never ever truly digest it. We could never ever truly utilize it. We could never ever process it. And so rather than waste it, he gives us what we can handle. Now that's both in good and in bad. And thank God that God knows us that well. And so he's telling them that the Holy Ghost is coming after him, but the Holy Ghost can't come until he leaves. So he's putting everything in order. And one of the things that he's doing is, as he's prophesying what shall happen, he's telling them aforetime what will happen in time, so that they will understand what it is that they are looking for when it shows up. They're looking for the information that Jesus is disseminating to be real. And so when you look at all of the description of the person of the Holy Ghost, all of this makes sense then. Now, again, as he's desirous of sharing with us today, that's one of the reasons why you can read the Bible without being in the Spirit and only comprehend so much. To really get deeper in the things of the Spirit of God, you need the Spirit of God. He's the only one that can interpret it. He's the only one that can take it to depths that you can understand, and depths that will not overpower you to the point where it just totally blows you away and it makes no sense. He takes it to the place where your understanding is full and fruitful. So now again, he says this, and I want to pick up at about verse 13, where he says, when he's getting ready in verse 12 to leave, but the things he wants to tell him, he can't tell him. So he's deferring those things to when the Holy Ghost comes. Now, verse 13 says, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, and this word spirit here comes from the Greek word pneuma. Pneuma. Pneuma means God, the Spirit, the third person. He's God the Father, God the Son, and here pneuma, God the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost. So this word pneuma is talking about one, the person of the Holy Ghost. I want you to see there are four things actually in this verse that I want to highlight for your understanding today. And the first one is the person of the Holy Spirit. This verse is speaking about the person of the Holy Spirit. He says, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come. Now, what is the next focus of the verse? The next verse, portion of the verse, tells you not only as verse 1 talks about the person, but 2 talks about his purpose. He will guide you into what? All truth. All truth. All truth. Now, don't pass this up lightly, because the Holy Ghost's job is to guide you. The very word guide literally means to take you by the hand and lead you. Like a father teaching a child how to walk, and he grabs him by both hands and he walks in front of him with him and guides him as he goes. That's what the Holy Ghost's job is to us, to make sure we don't stumble, fall, or hurt ourselves. So he is to guide us. What is he guiding us in? Do you have your Bibles open? All truth. Now let me help you hear this. In your inner ear, all truth, not some truth. All truth, not just biblical truth. All truth, not just sacred truth. All truth is all truth. In other words, if it's true, the Holy Ghost will lead you to understand it. All truth, all areas, all arenas, all avenues. All truth. So keep in mind, we can't box the Holy Ghost in when we want to know certain things, and the Holy Ghost's job is to reveal those things, guide us into how many times have you been praying for something and this, that, and the other, and you just happen to stumble upon the truth? You ain't stumbled on the truth. You prayed and asked God to reveal it, and the Holy Ghost guided you by the hand, and lo and behold, boop, look at truth staring you right
in the face. Sometime when there's an unction in your spirit, something you can't put your finger on it, and you tell the Holy Ghost, God, show me. I know something's wrong. I can't figure it out. I don't know what's going on, but show me. And there you are driving in your car. Doo, 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 doo. I'm sorry. When I say all truth, help me somebody. I mean all truth. So that's why you need to be careful, because some folk don't really want to know. And if you don't want to know it, don't ask him, because he will give you all truth. You don't really want, you know, if you got to hunt somebody really in your friend, don't ask the Holy Ghost if you don't really want to know. Because you will accidentally get a text that was meant for somebody else talking about you. You will accidentally hear a conversation somebody was saying that they said about you. You walk up on them talking about you, think they're talking about somebody they're talking about. I'm just trying to tell you all. And the reason why I want to explain that is because the Holy Ghost's job is to make us wise as serpents, so that we're not fooled by anything or anyone. The Holy Ghost's job is to guide us into all truth. So this verse reveals the person of the Holy Ghost, Pneuma. The purpose of the Holy Ghost. But now it goes on to the prerequisite. This is that must precede something that shall certainly come to pass. What does the rest of the verse say? It says, what? For he shall not speak of himself. Now, what does this mean? Does that mean he will not brag on himself? Does that means he will not get caught up lifting himself up, talking about what he does and his power and his glory? Well, it could mean that, but that's not what the real focus is. The real focus of, for he shall not speak of himself, means that he will not enact his own agenda. For he will not speak of himself, meaning he will not put out there what he wants over what Jesus wants. Remember, Jesus is sending him. Jesus is sending the Holy Ghost as another comforter. Jesus is the first comforter. He's the other or another comforter that Jesus will send. That's why Jesus says he can't come till Jesus leaves. Because you ain't gonna have two comforters here. Jesus is saying he will show up when I leave the scene, and he'll pick up where I left off. And what I cannot tell you now, because you cannot handle it now, when he sees you maturing, growing, and developing to the point where you can handle it, he'll tell you what I said. There are some things you can't handle right now that the Holy Ghost wants to tell you that Jesus has said, but he's going to wait till you can handle it. Do you know if he told you some stuff you couldn't handle, you ain't no telling what you'll do? You might crack up, lose your mind, kill yourself, whatever the case. You think it's a joke, but the truth of the matter is that revelation knowledge is so powerful. If you're not prepared to handle it, you'll be messed up by it. And that's why you've got to be matured in the things of God to be able to handle those things. And he never gives you more than you can handle, because it serves you no purpose. So it's important to realize, my brothers and sisters, that the Holy Ghost will not speak of himself. He will not follow his own agenda. His agenda is whatever Jesus said. I'm not here, as the Holy Spirit is speaking, I'm not here for my own purpose. I'm here for the purpose of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm here to back him up. I'm here to speak on his behalf. I'm here to do his bidding and take care of his business. It is not about me. It's about Jesus. That's why when you call the name of Jesus, the Holy Ghost stand at attention. Because when you call Jesus' name, the Holy Ghost knows it's time for him to operate on behalf of Jesus, who is not here now, but back with the Father, who has sent him here now to do what he would have done if he were here now. And so when you begin to realize that the prerequisite is that he's going to follow Jesus' agenda, not his own. Now, there is another part that follows, and the next two parts actually have to do with the pattern of the Holy Ghost. But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Now that's the pattern of the Holy Spirit. Now, see, why is this important? Because if you recognize the pattern, you'll recognize the dress. I got that pattern. Yeah, I don't care what the color, the fabric, whatever the case is. When you recognize the pattern, you'll recognize the suit, whatever it's designed to be, because the pattern is what everything else follows. So listen at this well. He says, but whatsoever he shall hear. The Holy Ghost is going to say only what he hears. So when you speak to God and you call and cry out in the name of Jesus and the response is from heaven, the Holy Ghost is going to hear what their response is. From heaven, he's going to take their response and speak it to you. He is the third person of the Godhead in the earth realm. So when you are speaking spiritual things, let me give you a good understanding. When Isaiah heard the heavenly conversation, it's because the Spirit of truth revealed it to him. Isaiah didn't have a direct connection, earplugs to hear the conversation that was going on in heaven. When God and Jesus and the Spirit of truth were talking about who shall they send and who will go for us, and Isaiah shouted out, here am I, send me. How do you think he heard that? Because the Holy Ghost told him. The Holy Ghost told him. What's important is you understand that the Spirit of truth is going to reveal what he hears. In the battle, one of the kings was upset because there were things leaked out of his army and out of his strategic planning. But what he didn't know was the Holy Ghost was in his bedroom and heard the plans he was making there and revealed it to the Israelite king and told him what was going on. Spirit of truth, all truth. He hears it. He tells him. The Holy Ghost heard the plans of Ananias and Sapphira, when they were planning to lie about the property they sold and the money they got for it, because they wanted people to build them up and talk about them like they were so great and all the rest of that. Now, they sold it for one part, and they were going to lie and say they gave everything when they only gave a little bit of it. And so, they planned it out so well that they split it up so they could get double glory. And Ananias was going to go in first and tell his story. And when he came on in the church to tell his story, Bible says he dropped dead. Men took him and carried him on out. And here comes Sapphira strutting on in there. Oh, we present these gifts. We saw blah, 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 blah. And man of God had to tell her, you know, your husband came with that same lie. What tempted you to lie to the Holy Ghost? Wait, you hear that? No, what? The same men that took your husband out are on their way to get you, and she dropped dead. What am I trying to say? That what he hears, that's what he'll speak. The truth in every arena. It's not all just sacred truth, it's secular truth. It's truth, period. And then the last portion of that verse says, and he will show you things to come. And he will show you things to come. Now, when you know the Holy Ghost and you are operating in his presence and his power, there are things that he is designed to do. That's a part of his makeup. That's a part of his operation. That's a part of his instruction. That's just what he does. That's what he does. And so he then has the ability to see far off and show you things to come. He then acts like a microscope or a telescope or any other scope that takes stuff that's far off and makes it appear to be closer so you can recognize it. So when it shows up, you'll know what you're looking for. You'll know how it looks. You'll know the details about it because he showed it to you when it was many days off. Now, it doesn't make it come any faster. It doesn't bring it to you any closer. He just makes it appear larger so that you can preview it. And if you preview it, you can start your pre-praise party. You don't have to wait till it's there to begin your celebration because you know it's on the way. How many could you wait more patiently if you at least knew it was coming? See, but your problem is you don't even know it's coming. If you don't know it's coming, you're still dealing with, Lord, I wonder if, I wonder when, I wonder if all this, did you hear me, Lord, all the rest. But when he show you it's coming, you can settle your nerves down and get yourself together because you know the more busy you are doing what he said do, time passing by, it's yet coming on its way. And look, Jeremiah said 33:3, call upon me. And while you call me, I will show you great and mighty things that ye know not. And that's what the Holy Ghost is. That's one of the reasons why you need the Holy Ghost. You don't need the inquiry. You need the Holy Ghost. You don't need all this trash TV. You need the Holy Ghost. You don't need somebody else talking about soothsaying and telling you no fortune. You need the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost who hears every conversation and sees everything there is to see. And he brings it back and gives you a personal preview. Listen, somebody can be sitting on the side of you and don't see what he shows you when you are connected to the Holy Ghost.